Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin Perek Dalet Halacha Beis in Hilchos Mamrim, which is a very, very lengthy halacha, where the Rambam, and it's interesting why he chose to do this, chose to spell out so many different cases as to how it would be possible to arrive at a davar shechayavim nos dono kares. And I want to focus in on one, which is the question of Sota, which occupied the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. The Evan Ha'azel has a piece on it, as does the Merkeves HaMishnah, writes about it at some length, so we'll be focused, let's at least lay out the basic doctrine, and it's a lengthy piece, but again, the Rambam is making his point that no matter how many steps removed, as long as the issue that it started with is a Din Torah, as we'll see, as opposed to the Gzeira, right, that's why we disagree with the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah said when it came to Chametz B'Shal Shishis, oh, it's because it could, you know, get involved in the Kiddushin question. Is it a Shavuot Pruta or not? And really much more compelled by the Radvaz there that it's a Davar Shi'ikaro Minatara Be'isar Kares. But all of these are issues that are Dine Torah that then, you know, rise, you know, one step, two steps, 10 steps, 100 steps later to issues of Kares. So let's go through it. Echad Shenechlub Davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares Al Shigas Ochatas O Shenechlub Davar HaMevi Lidei Davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares Al Shigas Ochatas Ketzet Nechlub Isha Zoh Imi Erva Im Lav Imar Adam Ze Mitame Bisha Olo Im Zo Tmei Oleida Olo Im Zo Zava Olo Im Chilav Ze Aser Amutar V'cholik V'yotzi Ba'ilu Ariz V'cholik V'davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares V'al Shigas Ochatas. Very straightforward. V'ketzet Davar HaMevi Lidei Davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares Al Shigas Ochatas Kevin Shenechlub which again leads me to believe that the Kesef Mishnah was not correct in the previous halacha. This is where the Rambam paskins all of those in Yanim, which are maybe the Dekares in the sense of, the Mammon, and it's not really Mammon, and it's not Shavapruta, whatever. So it would be strange for the Rambam to do so in the previous halach, if he want to say, oh, that's the Dinder Rabbanan. He hasn't even established yet that that's true for Dine Torah. So this seems like a very strange doctrine to me. And again, much more persuaded and compelled by the idea that it's a davar shechayav nozdan okares in the sense of the ikar hadavar, chametz, on Pesach itself. Okay, the Dibre Omer Shalom Natal Habo'ala B'mezid. So again, even Malkos comes back to Mamanos, which is really interesting. The Merkeves HaMishnah raises that as a suggestion for the question of Sota that we're going to get to. Interestingly, the Mishnah LeMelech points out that the question of Bias Mikdash is a little bit more controversial. Not everybody agrees to this because it's not a Chatas Kavua, it's a Karban Ola V'Yored. Okay, so we're going to leave that for now because that's really its own topic. If she's really chayev eslishtos, im meis habal kodem shetishtar ezo asura liyibma.
Right? So it's just a regular case of Yibum. So the Kesef Mishnah says he doesn't really follow that. Akach achkasha mashkasa v'chein naku bashka sota harezo asura liyib mashin isra sota liyib malis chayv lakaris v'tzarach iyan v'naleha v'rashi pirish v'ninacher dok v'tishkach. The Lecha Mishnah picks up on that. He says, yeah, Rashi thought it was an issue of mamonos, the Indian ksuba, right? Because she doesn't get the ksuba. Aval l'rabbeinu kasha kamo shehiksha rav Kesef Mishnah shein isra sota. This is really not a matter of kares; it should only be a lav. This lecha mishnah. Al yibum is chayv lekares v'chinivre b'divrei rabbeinu perakid mehilchos yibum mechalitza shkasev sham avol sota shemeis bala kodem sheyashkena me'amarim o sheina ba'ashtia lebasgerish and arizal cholatzis lo misya bemes v'imahay salatzara haritzara misya bemes v'chasev sham agem mishnah arizal kitzaras chayav ilavin mashrin in isra erva besota misafek. Ah, so that's a difficulty. Now again, as I mentioned, the Merkava Samishna says, I don't get it. What are they so worried about? So even if it's a question of lav, so lavin come down to malkos, right, for the yavam. And if it's a malkos, shalo kedin, so then they're chayav tashlumin, and with tashlumin, that can lead to kiddushin, etc. We'll come back to the answer in a second. Trikin libdok v'lachkor, imhaisam achlokizam mevioli de davarzav, davarzav mevi de davarsheni, afilo achar mea dvarim, im yavo besova davarsh, zonokarishigasochatas, bein shayazakin mekel, vein machmir, bein shayahu machmir, vein mekilin chayav. So again, further evidence against the Tshuvas HaRash, but it's very difficult because the Rambam says it explicitly, and the Radvaz, and the Radvaz in his Perish on the Rambam actually notes it here again that because the Mechayev is Machlokes, so we're not really concerned whether he is Mekel or Machmer. The point is the Machlokes itself. So getting back to the question of Sota for a second, it was the husband died. And there's a machlokes about whether or not she's chayeves lishtos, or she was chayeves lishtos, and that's going to have the implication for the heter of the yavam. So again, it doesn't sound like for the Rambam that it's connected to malkos, because he separates it out. Why would he give that case in particular? And it doesn't sound like it's an issue of ksuva, like Rashi says. So we really have, a difficult problem. So the Evan Ozel has a very long piece on this very lengthy Rambam, and he says, well, maybe we can argue that this situation isn't really a regular lav, because the Torah says, Acharei asher hutama'ah, right? We know that that's the Gemara in Yevamos on Yud Aleph, right? Or correctly, the Rabbos Sota Shenitma'ah. So it's not a regular lav, it's like an Isser Tuma. And if that's true, in general, Kal v'chomer, for somebody, who otherwise, wouldn't be allowed to marry her. So what I'd like to say, sort of like building off the Evan Ozel, because again, the Evan Ozel isn't saying that it's an Isser Kares. The Evan Ozel is saying that it's really, a lav plus. But I'm not quite sure how that gets you to where you need to get, because you need to get to an Isser Kares. So I'd like to suggest the following for the Rambam. Right, any situation of Yibum is Makom Kares because she's a Safek, right? Eshes Ha'ach. So what the Rambam I think appears to be saying, since it's a Safek as to whether the Yavam is allowed to go ahead with this, even if you want to say that, Chametz itself, let's say Chametz Kodim Zmano is only Nisr Lav. But the Ikar Isser in that case, and remember the Rambam said in terms of the Shashishis, the Ikar Isser is an Isser Kare. So here the Ikar HaIsser, we always relate to any case of Yibum, we always relate to that as fundamentally B'Ikar, a case of an Isser Kare. And so this is an unusual case because it involves a Sota, and we have a Machlokes, so maybe a Safek as to whether she's Chayavis Lishtos or not. So just like we said about, the Din D'Rabbanan, mutatis mutandis, now we're shifting it over to a Safek D'Oraisa, because the question is one of, Hashka Sota. But if we would assume that there really is a problem for the Yavam, which is Chayevis Lishtos, and then he died, right? So even if in that situation, we would say, maybe this particular case doesn't rise to the level of Kares, only rise to the level of Lav, the fundamental Isser, in any case of whether or not Yibum should be done, the fundamental Isser is always an Isser of Eishes Ach, and maybe that's where the Rambam is coming from.